Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is Nun Aleph. This daf is going to go very, very technical. And it's so technical you think it's not relevant practically. The truth is, this daf, maybe we'll go through it today, maybe on Shabbos, we'll go through the tshuva of Rebbe Yashiv Zatzal on the Indian shekels. This Gemara is relevant to that, and we have to really pay attention to each condition required for something to be considered Takuas of a Gezorah. That's really what we have to pay attention to, because each point, and each line, and each Rashi, and also the Mefarshim as well,
I can't hear you. It's you, it's not me. It's 100% you. Same thing happened last time. There's something wrong with your mic. I can't tell you what it is. But there is something wrong.
Do you hear me now?
Nope.
It's not my fault. I do Zoom calls all day. I don't know what to tell you about love.
I can see your face, but yeah. I cannot hear you.
I can't figure it out. I can't do Zoom calls the other day.
So tell Jonathan to put his phone by your desk, and I'll call you. I'll call Jonathan.
Yeah, he's doing I'm sorry. I don't know. I can't hear you.
Doesn't make sense. Okay. Can I call somebody? Whose phone can I call?
Jonathan.
Can I call Jonathan?
I wish I knew sign language.
He has to put the phone on the desk.
50% tariff now in Indian hair.
Okay, oh, that's interesting.
Doesn't make sense. Hey, how are you? I don't understand why it's not working. Can you put the phone on the desk?
Yeah, so you have to be careful.
Right.
Put your Zoom phone on mute.
Right.
Okay. Zoom on mute. Put the Zoom on mute, but your phone on regular. And then just bear in mind there's a little lag.
Yes.
You know, when we get older, there's always a little lag. So, there you go.
I'm old. All right, so.
Oh, wait. Mazel Tov.
Do you hear me, Rabbi Snovin?
Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
Baby was born in Texas.
Yes.
All right, Rabbi Snovin, I'm sorry. Simchus Vayim. But so this sugya over here, I just want to repeat quickly, is very, very relevant to this question of the Indian wigs that you can't rely on Google, put it that way, as far as whether something is mutter or asir. You have to go directly to the tshuvas, and I went through the tshuva of Rebbe Yashiv, and maybe we'll go more in depth, but we have to first learn the Gemara well, learn the source well, and that'll... You have to have the fundamentals before you come to the Psak halacha. We're going to learn from today's Gemara that just because something is completely designated for Avodah Zarah does not mean it becomes Takruvus Avodah Zarah. You could feel, you could see, you could have the terrible animosity to what's being brought for Avodah Zarah, and you can dedicate it completely to Avodah Zarah. But that doesn't mean it becomes Takruvus. That's halacha. Halacha says you can feel a certain way, but you have to go within the guidelines of what avodah zarah is. And that's what our Gemara is going to teach us. Maybe we'll continue today or tomorrow. Too much time. We have a lot of Gemara to do.
Yes, but you listened and started to work on its own. There's something in the thing. It started to work.
I'm happy to take the blame for both of it.
100%.
Listen, you're a lawyer. This is your job.
This is my job. I have to bust chops.
We're on the bottom of Nun Beis. Today's daf is Nun Aleph. Today's daf is Nun Aleph. We're on the bottom of Nun Beis. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Avodas Kichovim Sha'id Dinaisa B'Makot. Okay, first condition number one. You have an Avodah Zarah, which the normal way of worshiping it is by using a stick. But you don't use this, and how you use the stick, you either knock against it, or you pick it up and down. Whatever it is, the point now is that the stick is the object of choice when it comes to this Avodah Zarah. And what did you do? You didn't do what was normally done with the stick of the Avodah Zarah. What you did is, you broke the stick. This was your Hiddur Mitzvah. Shavar Machal B'Tonel. You broke the stick in front of the Avodah Zarah. Key words here. Shvira. Well, first condition. Stick has to be used for the Avodah Zarah. And you broke the stick. And it has to be in front. Every word here. It has to be in front of the Avodah Zarah. Don't skim over any of these words. So you broke the stick in front of it, and the Avodah Zarah was used by a stick. Then, when you worship with a stick, then you're chayiv. You're chayiv. Zarah makol b'ponel, but let's say you throw the makol in front of it, you do a toss. So then halacha is your potter. Your potter. I'm a leavai. Brother. Maishma. Maishma shever, the havilei kein tzvicha. What's the reason why you're saying that if you break the stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, you're chayiv? As Rashi explains very clearly over here, we won't go through the whole thing, so paraphrasing it quickly, there really are two types of avodas for the Avodah Zarah. There are those avodas which are done in the Beis HaMikdash, the four big ones, right? Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, really? Or Torah, really, not Halacha. Shechita, Kabbalah, Zrika, and then Haktar, Rashi brings the big ones that are in the Beis HaMikdash. And then there are other Avodas that are not done in the Beis HaMikdash, but they're the specific way that you serve the Avodas are. Baal Pa'ar. Can't get any better example than that. There's no Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash that you do with Baal Pa'ar. I hope not. But that is done for the Baal Pa'ar. So there's a Chi of Misa on both of those examples. But let's say you have an Avodah that's not the regular Avodah of this Avodah Zarah, then, of course, you're not chayiv unless it's ke'inkinit, unless it's done like the Avodah Zarah, the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the question at hand over here is, breaking a makol, not the normal way to serve this Avodah Zarah, okay? And also Zrika as well. Zrika also not the normal way to serve this Avodah Zarah. They would either knock against it or wave it around, something like that, but they didn't break it or they didn't throw it. So you didn't do what this Avodah Zarah has normally done, you don't do what was normally done to this Avodah Zarah. The question is, if this is considered an Avodah Zarah, that's what we call Ke'in Pnim, this Avodah that you did, is it Ke'in Pnim, is it like what was done in the actual Beis HaMikdash, or is it not? And the Abaye says to Rava, I understand, what are you going to say? The reason why if you break it is because that's Ke'in Zvicha. If you break a stick, it's like you're shechting the neck of an animal. And therefore, even though it's not the normal way to serve the Avodah Zarah, it's like a shechita, it's ke'in zvicha, and therefore your chayiv is like an Avodah Zarah. So fret there, one second. Berg Gemara, Zarah, now me Avodah ke'in zvicha. You're going with that cheshbon, Abaye says to Rav, zvicha also, it's a zvicha. You threw the stick, that's also Avodah Zarah. Amalei, Abaye said back to him, Rav said back to him, be'in a zvicha mishnah bar sulato. No, that's the difference. Shvira, breaking, like shtitlitz, came to him, even though it's not the normal way to serve the Avodah Zarah, but it still came to him, it qualifies, Tayyip Misa. You're telling me throwing the stick is like a Zrika with him? Nope. The Zrika is with blood, of course, and when the Zrika is thrown, or it's spritzed, or there's shit, it breaks apart, it spreads apart. That's how the Zrika works, with a liquid. So it splatters. And you see from this Gemara that that's really an important fact. You just say it happens to splatter. Is that integral to the Zrika? Maybe not. The Gemara here says that it's integral to the Zrika, and therefore, when you throw a stick, which doesn't scatter, it's not going to be Ke'in Pnim. It's not the normal way of worshipping the Avodah Zarah, and therefore, there's no Ke'in Mitzvah.
Okay.
Well,
why is
like you break the neck. It's like you...
No, I connect.
Okay.
What is just about to what I suggested? What is functionally?
Okay. Well,
is
this
is enough, but it's certainly not going to hack.
Okay, so that's what we call Ke'in Zvicha. It's done to the neck. It severs the to the neck.
It accomplishes the same thing.
You could say it like that. I don't know if you have to, but I hear what you're saying. That's going to be the... It's not exactly the same. That's why it's called Ke'in Zvicha. And that's going to be the sugya right now that we're going to discuss, if this really qualifies to be Ke'in Pnim. Because it's not breaking, you're not slaughtering the stick, you're not doing an actual act of slaughter, there is the similarities, but there is some kind of similarity as well, we can understand. Close enough, and that's the question.
All right. Let's say, Rashi here, he says, you fed the Avodah Zarah. I don't know if it's referring to the Baal Peor, but whatever. You fed the Avodah Zarah excrement. Or you took the urinal, what's it called?
The chamber pot
with urine, and you poured it in front of it. Amish, Avodah Zarah, b'nehudur. He's high. Rashi says, "Afilu ain avodasa b'ka." What?
Okay.
No. It's like shirika. Nishal couldn't make you chayiv. You're chayiv. Rashi says, "Afilu ain avodasa b'ka." What's the reason? Because it's kafir. I understand. Bishlam avodasa shall meimar aglayim because shirika mishaberes. I can understand when you pour the avodasa shall meimar aglayim in front of the avodah zarah, even though it's not the normal derech to pour your urine in front of the avodah zarah. But it's still like Hezrika, it's Kanaim Pin, it qualifies anyways. Like Hezrika Mishtaberis, the urine splatters all over the place. El Soya, what about Soya? That's a simple understanding, it's a solid. Okay, debatable, but that's what Mar assumes. El Soya, my Hezrika Mishtaberis, what is Hezrika Mishtaberis? And for the Gemara, it's Soya Lecha, it's a diarrhea or something. So in that case, you also have Hezrika Mishtaberes. Okay, all in agreement. Good. Lema Ketanoi, Machlekes Tanoi. This halacha. What's the Ketanoi? What's the Machlekes? The halacha of Rav that we said before, that when you had a Shviras Makel, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Maran. Shviras Makel. The point of contention here, really, Jonathan, what you were saying, is that when you have a breaking of a stick, is it a shchita? Is it not a shchita? I mean, you're severing something. It's not severing a neck. It's not breaking when you do it in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the point of contention here. It's more like the leka, which is interesting, by the way. That is.
That could be a good enough.
Okay. That was something that was bothering me. I didn't get a chance to look that up. You could have just said it's like Malika. I have a reason why not, though. We're not talking, it's telling you in the Gemara. The Gemara says by Kutz, there's no Malika. So,
you have to have all the shchita saif,
right? So he's asking Jonathan, why is it shvira?
I understand where you're coming from, and it's very possible.
I'm answering also.
It's a nice answer.
That I was not that I was blaming you for that.
By the way, why is Nisa? why is Nisa worse than shchita?
No, it has to be the main avodah.
Fine.
That's the limit. That's the limit we have in.
That's right.
It's a pasuk. Yeah, it has to be. Gemara learns that over there.
Right. Can't argue with the
pasuk. Yeah, it's a Gemara. It's on
Hebrew. Not successful.
Right. So that's the question of note here. Okay. Limit tanoim. So that we're going to say maybe it's not limit tanoim. Let's say someone slaughters for an avodah zarah, a grasshopper. Of course, there was no grasshopper offerings in the Beis Hamikdash, and there's no shechita on a grasshopper either, ever. What's the question? Rabbi Huda says you're chayav, and a chomim poitrim. My lab, welcome to me. Let's say this is what they're arguing in. The Mar Sovar Amrinon Kein Zvichel, Mar Sovar Loi Amrinon Kein Zvichel. Father, in this case, the normal way of worshiping the Avodah Zarah is not through the slaughtering of a grasshopper. So the question is if it's Kein Pnim or not. Now, it is a slaughtering on some level, but it's not the slaughtering of an animal which is done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we call Kein Zvichel. And the Machlekes is going to be in Rav Halacha if that suffices to be considered avodas kein pnim or not. So Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayiv. That's kein zvichel. It's enough if it's kein zvichel. If it's like a slaughtering. Umar sovar lo yamin kein zvichel. Maybe that's machlokes, right? Maybe that's machlokes. Elo kein pnim lo. You need kein. Sorry. Elo kein pnim lo yamin kein zvichel. Elo kein pnim. Similarity to the slaughtering is not enough. It has to be like the actual slaughtering in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Machlekes. No. Everyone holds you don't go like Rav. You don't. It's not enough to be Kein Zvichel. Hello, you need Kein Pnim Beinon. You need it to be like the actual slaughtering in the Beis HaMikdash. Shiny Chagov, you know, but the slaughtering qualifies for that as well. Shiny Chagov, Hoyel v'tzavoroi d'oyimel v'tzavor behemon. Its neck is elongated, long. There's a neck. And that is enough for it to have the similarity enough for it to be like a behemoth. And therefore, that's enough for it to qualify for Kain Pnim as well. So really, Kain Svicha is not enough.
That's a different thing here.
Kain Svicha, Kain Pnim?
Yeah.
Kain Svicha means it's not a Zvicha. It's not a Shechita. It's not slaughtering. It's similar to slaughtering. And once it's similar to slaughtering, we can say it's like, it qualifies as something that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's a step removed from Kain Pnim.
That was what I would say. It's functionally.
You have to be.
You kill the thing, you destroy it, but it's not an act. It looks like an act.
Yeah, so. It's a step removed. What do you like? And Kain Pnim is it's an actual slaughtering that was done. And then you have something which is like a slaughtering, pain zvika. Now, again, by a chagod, in the Hagami of the Gemara, you're not slaughtering. You're just severing the neck of a grasshopper. What is that? That's not slaughtering. The Gemara says, no, that is slaughtering, because its neck is like the, like an animal. But once it's zvika, it's not kein zvika. Once it's zvika, that will make it qualify to be kein pnim. Once it's zvika, it's kein pnim. Kain Zvicha means it's a step removed. It's not actually slaughtering. So does it qualify to be considered slaughtering, which would make a Kain Pnim? Okay, that's the best way to explain it. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baruch Hu, Amar Rav. Nachman said in the name of Rav Baruch Hu, in the name of Rav. Avoidus Mechavim She'ev Dinoiso B'Mako. Back to that case. The Avoidus Mechavim that you serve, the derech of it is to serve with a stick. And again, over here, it doesn't mean you break the stick. It means you knock it in front of it. You swing like a bat. I don't know, some kind of interesting.
What's the question you've ever actually said before?
No.
Maybe not a noodle.
You do not know it. You should be shaking a wood. You should know, Pesach says in Sukkah, in Daf Tes, that that's a din of halacha matzvah ba'aveiro. Yushalmi, Pesach quotes, that the lulav is like a carbon. It's like you're offering a carbon to Hashem. It's a very good sushil. So you take the stick and you do not know him. Okay, so let's say you serve it with a stick in the manner of that manner, but not to break it. So then, Shabbat Mako, like we said, Chayiv, but now we're adding on a new point here. If you break it in front of the Avodah Zarah, you're Chayiv and Aseres, and it's going to be Osir, meaning it's going to be considered takruvis. However, the stick is going to be Osir. However, Zarek Makabal Fanach if Rashi has a qualification here, let's say you throw it, it's not as Rikam Ishtaberet, so it wouldn't qualify to be Kain Pnim. So we're switching gears here. We're saying, let's say the way to serve the Avodah Zarah is through throwing the stick. In that case, you're going to be chayiv. Again, it's not kein pnim. It's because it's dark of a kaf, and therefore ain't a neseris. Not going to have the iser takuvitz. What's his emphasis here? What's his chiddush? Rav's chiddush is that you could be chayiv for serving avodah zarah either because it's kein pnim or because it's a derech dark of a kaf. Either one qualifies. But to make it a takuvitz avodah zarah, an offering to avodah zarah, which has the halacha that it's also b'hanoah, that is only where it's came from.
Whoa.
This is not takrivis. We
talk about
by makulis.
Ain't in the seres hamakel to buy him have the takrivis.
What was that about, beloved?
No, I just look. Let's read that Rashi, please. The ain't in the seres, because this is a very difficult point.
The ain't in the seres hamakel to loy have the takrivis elamidi to came from. Right.
Let me
just explain it. It's not as complicated as it seems, I think.
Okay.
We
can make it
objectively, I mean, I don't know. There's two ways to be chayav misa when you serve an avodah zarah. and you worship it. One way is you do what's normally done to that Avodah Zarah. You bow par and you do the defecation in front of the bow par. You don't do that in the Beis HaMikdash, right? But it's done normally to the bow par. You're Chayav Misa. One. The other way to be Chayav Misa is if you do what is done in the Beis HaMikdash. You shecht to a bow par. Now, you don't shecht. It's not the normal way to serve bow par, to shecht an animal, to give an offering to bow par. You don't do that. You defecate in front of it, right? So this is not the normal way of doing it. But you're still chayev because of the Gemara, the Pasuk, and Sanhedrin, where it brings, Zabach L'Shem, Be'acharam, Bilti L'Shem, B'Vadoi, and we learn out that there are voices in the Beis HaMikdash that would make him chayev even if it's not the normal garment. Rav takes this a step further and he says that there still is a difference. Even though in both cases you're chayev Misa, if you do it Darka B'Kach or it's Kein Pnim, the only time that there's an Isra Hanah, like we learned for Takuvah Sa'idazara, that it's like a mace, etc., is only where you do it in a way that's Ke'im Pnim. That second step is only where it's Ke'im Pnim. It doesn't, just because it's darker Bakat and you're Chayav Nisa, if it's not Ke'im Pnim, like for example, the Zrika of the Mako, which is not Ke'im Pnim, it's not a Zrika Mishtaberet, it doesn't split into different pieces. In that case, you're not going to have
to dry brittle stick and shackles.
Maybe that would be different. Yeah.
She said before, Ke'im Pnim are good, especially product that you use. The bottle,
the mineral. No, so that's another thing. So that's what I was saying. That even if you hold that it's going to be Ke'im Pnim, you still, when it's something like a mako, yes, it's Ke'im Pnim, let's call it Zvicha. Doing. But if that avodah zara doesn't have its normal, the object that you use is not a sick, right? So then even if it's came pnim, it wouldn't qualify. Because you don't even use that. Let's say, for example, you break a mako in front of a balkar. That, yeah, I mean, I emphasize this, but maybe not enough. That, when you break a mako in front of a balkar, you don't normally serve a balkar, even when you do it with darko, you don't use a stick. So even though breaking a stick is ke'im pnim, still not going to work for balkar because you don't use a stick for balkar. So you have to have, number one, that material that you're using has to be for that avodah zarah.
Or product you have next to the English.
Okay, that's another thing. That's what you're adding, and that's what the Ritva said, yes. Because the way the Ritva says... When does Rashi say that? Oh, you're on Nunam al Aleph. I thought you were talking about the. He doesn't really stress this point. Maybe if you're lying, but the Ritva says that when you have an Avodah Zarah that's normally served with a stick, that becomes like its behemoth. And therefore, when you slaughter the stick, break the stick, that's like you're slaughtering a behemoth. But let's say you never have the stick used in the worship of this Avodah Zarah, right? It's not the Avodah Zarah, it's not the normal thing used for this Avodah Zarah, and therefore breaking it is inconsequential. So I don't know how you see that from Rashi and Nunam al Aleph, but that's from this Gemara. The Gemara says, that's the Hakdomo, Avodah Zarah sha'oidin ha'sav ha'bacho. That's the prerequisite here.
The last word, the Rashi says, Avodah Zarah.
And therefore what?
That's what it says, it's not Ke'im Pnim, because the material was never used inside the Beis HaMikdash.
But there it's even worse, because you're not even doing a Shechita.
Okay, so I'm not sure, does it have to cover all the requirements, or if it's this Avodah Zarah, even though it's not done in the Beis HaMikdash, like a stick.
You need two requirements. That's what I'm saying. From that Rashi, you see one requirement, really. That you're not doing something that's done Ke'im Pnim. Rashi emphasizes the material, but that could be because the material also was not, doing yeshiva to it. Here, it's clear as day that even if it's the same, even if that actual material that's used for this Avodah Zarah, even if this, you're doing an act that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, you still need the material that's normally used for this Avodah Zarah. Correct.
No, but it could be. That's another possibility.
It could be. But even if it is, it has to be done Ke'im Pnim. Even if you take flour and you swallow the flour, I don't know. That's not Ke'im Pnim. the material is used, right? So that's the chiddush of this gemara. You need two qualifications.
What do you do with malika to by ema without water?
Well, malika again is another one.
That's not.
These are all good questions. So we need a drink of mishnah brothers. So that's the chiddush of Rav over here. Yeah, clear. Let's say you have, Jonathan, your question. Let's say you take a stone and you throw it at the Markulis. Why is it also Bahano? Right? Not as Rika Mishtaberes. The rock doesn't split. So why is it also? This is the question that was posed from Rav Nachman to Rava. If you said it did shatter, it might be different. That's right. That's a Kharib shot over here. But if it didn't, that's not the simple case, of course, by Markulis. Rav Nachman said to Rava, let's say, if that's Rav Nachman talking, so Amalei, Rava said back to Rav Nachman, Apli didi caution me. I had this question. Mishaltil Rava Barabula, Chiyabarab, the Rav went all the way back to the source. Rav. Amalei, Rav said, Nasik in the God of this Bechavin. But you're right, it's not gonna be Asr Bahanoah Sakrudis Avedis Bechavin. It's going to be also Bahanoah because it becomes the Avodah Zechavim, like we said. The Markulis, the Mercury, becomes a big Mercury as you add stones to it. So then, again, so let's get this clearly. You took a stone and you threw it to the Markulis. You're Chayiv Nisa, because that's the derech of serving it. The question is if the stone is also Bahanoah. The Gemara says it can only be, Kevav said only if it's Ke'in Pnin, could it be Asr Bahano? Throwing the stone is not Ke'in Pnin, because it's not as Rika Mishtaberes. So why is it Asr Bahano? The answer is, the Chiyav is for serving it in the normal way, because you threw it. The Yisr Hano is not because it was brought Ke'in Pnin, rather, because it's an Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Asr Bahano, for a different reason. Not because it's a Chemeson, because of Yad Bak V'yad Kamuhum Ben Acher. So it becomes part of the Avodah Zarah. Now this rock became part of the Avodah Zarah, but we're still missing a step. Was it actually served? No. You used it to serve, it became part of the Avodah Zarah and designated, and it becomes part of the conglomerate here, right? But you never ended up serving it. So that's the Gemara's next question. Let's just finish the cheshbon. And this is good if you hold that a goy designates an avodah zarah, something an avodah zarah, but never served it yet. It's also right away. You can understand why Avnei Beis Markulis are going to be also bano. Elamandi arma atzer tiyaved tishri the haloi polcha. But over here, the mice over here, you didn't serve it yet. So you designated it. You put it there. It's great. It looks like a nice big Markulis. But you never served it, so why is it also Bahano? Amarle, he said back to him, Kol achas fa'achas, v'nasas avodas chavim v'taknuvas l'chavet to'o. No, you're right. It doesn't become also Bahano right when you put it there. But the next guy who's going to throw the stone, he is worshipping that stone. He's worshipping the entire conglomerate Markulis that we have over here. And therefore, each one becomes, the takruvas becomes the avodah zarah for the next one. And therefore, my throwing makes his stone awesome. The last stone. Who's going to serve the last stone? We're saying across the board, Avnei Beis Markulis are all awesome. So how come the last one's awesome? You designated it, you threw it, you can't. But that's not enough. You need a servant from the Tama Vidazar. Amarlei, so back then, you're right. But if you know which stone that is, go take it away. In other words, the reason why they're all awesome is because most of them were served. The last one, you don't know what it is. Take it out and you'll know what it is, but you don't. So they're all usher because you can assume it's one that was actually not the last one. And Rav maybe, or even not Rav, it's Tavua. Therefore, they're all usher misafik.
Is this only if they're on the child or on their own child? Let's say one of them is a near miss or about to go and it's a put away.
Okay, so that's what we asked the other day.
Yeah, I'm bringing back the other day.
Yeah, so
maybe that's why we said
they
have the same
kasha.
They're not
going to
be never.
I don't know. Let's say it depends. Does it have to be touching the other stones, or maybe if it's in the immediate vicinity, that's also called part of it?
The next one worshiping the near miss by throwing it on the pile.
Whatever. whatever's part of the Markulis. I don't know exactly the construction of the Markulis.
That's a question. Does it become part of the Markulis if it's not completely the other part?
Yeah, that's a question. I don't know. You have to
ask. That's what I've been
asked. Oh, I thought you were asking something else. Yeah, but I don't know. You have to do the research.
Rav
David, you look lost.
Yeah, because Takroivis Lachavrata, read that Rashi. I don't understand. He's saying it's not Takroivis. The verse says it's Takroivis.
No, it's not Takroivis. No, each stone that's brought next, which is brought Takruvis.
Right, enables the other one.
The other one before to become a Vaidasara.
To become a Vaidasara. But the word Takroivis is misleading.
Well,
the
word
Takroivis is misleading. Rashi says it's not Takroivis. No, he says, I'm a Takroivis, the Mahavitiv Chemesim, Loihave, the Ke'en Penim Benin Bina. That's what's throwing me off. The Gemara says it is Takroivis. Rashi is redefining those words.
I mean, it's physically brought. The next stone is physically brought for the stone.
Of course.
But
Rashi is telling you, but doesn't know, does not have the Loch of Takroivis. Takroivis is not bottle.
Not yet. That's another point, yes. Well, again, over here, there's another difference, but yes, the truth is, if it's an Avodah Zarah or not, that's an Achdamina. Yeah, well, let's say it's there's an Isra, no, but if it's not Takuvis, it could be Bottle. It is Takuvis. Can't be Bottle. That is what we discussed yesterday, yeah. That's true. Okay, you got it?
I think so. You're explaining it very well.
You had a good pun before. It threw you off.
Because they're using the word Takroivis. Takroivis is not, it threw me off. Ha, 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 ha. Threw me off. Very funny.
He says, all right, the Oilum is in Ravashi Omer. No, it's a Yahoo. Rashi Omer, Kol HaKlachos Nasu Ruvach La'atzmo, but that Kuvus Achadu. Rashi says another thing. He says, this is a little bit, you have to really use your wangle for this one. He says, when you throw that stone, you have in mind to serve the Markulis, and the minute HaMakim is that stone becomes part of the Markulis, which means you really intend that the stone you're throwing should serve itself too. Because you want this stone to be part of the Markulis, and you want to serve the Markulis. So this stone not only is going to become part of the conglomerate Markulis and other stones that go there are being thrown to it as well, but the stone is being thrown to itself. Because you want this to be part of the Markulis and you want the stone, how do you serve the Markulis? You throw the stone. So that's what he says, Rav Ashi. Kol achas lachas nasas takruvis u'atzmo v'takruvis l'chaveto. You're serving the Markulis that's there. And you're serving this destined to be stone, destined to be Markulis, or is Markulis already in the air. This is why it's a little different, it's a little difficult. It's like a Gita V'yoda Dvar Ka'achas kind of concept.
That's how they answer with what the Kulis Kutman.
You
have the
Kulis
Kutman, he asked the same question. He didn't
worship you with the Kutman. Oh, that's interesting.
That's okay.
Yeah.
He asked the same question.
Why?
Rabbi Shmuel said.
Oh, because you need a desert, you have to serve it.
Right. Where do you serve it?
Yeah, you have to come up to Ravashi. Yeah. Very good, very good. It doesn't really say over there that it says less about it. Okay. All right. Tanana. Baita. We learned in the Mishnah. Mata Baroish Hexuthu Ma'is Akeim. You find on top of the Avodah Zarah, the Getcher, you find on top some clothing, some money, or some vessels. It's Mutter. The Ma'is is going to say another base why. But the main thing here is the whole Mishnah. Parachili Anovim. You have these clusters of grapes, Vataris, Shel Shibolim, and you crown it with stalks, wheat stalks. The anus, you put wines and shmein and oils and salsas and flowers. The whole number should be yotzei b'karav gam mizbeach. Anything that's you normally brought for the mizbeach, halacha is over there. It's aser because when you put these on the avodah zarah, you are being makrivit. That's how we would learn at this point, and therefore you're going to be chayav. Well, it's also about no takruvus. Takruvus. So bishlam yein shminus salsas ikeipenim. I can understand when you offer the wines, you offer the stalks, you offer the oils and the flowers and anything that's brought to Mizbeach, you throw it, they split, they're not one piece, and therefore it's the Ein Zvika Mishtaberes, it's Kein Pnim, and therefore you can understand why it's Takubas Avodah Zarah. And the Parchili Anovim Batoris, I'm sorry, not the stalks. The wines, the oil, the ones that split, the wines, the oils, and the flowers. But what about the grapes and the shibun? Those, you throw them, they're solid. They don't split. Like ein panim ikov, like ein zrikim ishtaberes ikov. There's no ein panim. And what's the ein panim? You put the grapes on the avodah zarah, right? You put the grapes on the avodah zarah. There's no ein zrika there. There's no ein panim. There's nothing similar. Yes, the material might be used in the Beis Hamikdash, but the way you served it is not going to be considered a takuvas of the zara because it's not kain pnim and it's not kain izrika. Amar Rava, yes it is. Going shibatsua metila lakach. What you did was you cut the stalk and you cut the grape already from the harvest time for the avodah zarah, and therefore, what's that like? It's like a shchita, and you did a metchila for that, and therefore, that's the reason. Taka is kain pnim, and it's considered kain. It's kain pnim, and it's considered kain azrika, and it's sorry, kain ashchita, not azrika. It's kain ashchita, and therefore, that's why it's going to be asur b'hanoah alta takuvas avodah zarah.
No, outside by the Zohar itself. No, look at Rashi. Ubitsiroson Avdol Avodas Kechavim. It doesn't sound like that it becomes because of Takravis. I don't understand Rashi, but what is he saying?
You bought him a Tchila Tzach Avodas Kechavim, Ubitsiroson Avdol Avodas Kechavim, Dabi Keshavar Achel Fonel, the Dom Lezvicha.
So you're saying of the love of not that it became an avodas chachavim, but he's using it in the service of avodas chachavim.
Yeah. What
was the word butzron mean? What does butzron mean?
Butzron means you cut the grapes.
When you cut the grapes,
cut them off the vine. The tzairus avodas
harvest.
You harvest. The way harvest tzira b'tzira is to anavim as tzira is to shibolim. I don't know you there, Shmuel. Good morning.
Shwar is there with his whole it's
you hear it, Baruch David. That's now the reason why this is so important is because where is this taking place?
It's found in Am David Dazar. You found it on David Dazar. You found it on David Dazar.
That's where you find it, but where's this servitude? Where's that taking place?
In the vineyard.
Merchik Lachmoy. It would seem from this Gemara. It seems from this Gemara that if you do offer an offering to an avodah zarah, it doesn't have to be in front of it. In fact, I don't know who raised the shiloh. I don't know. The wigs that were cut, the hair that was cut is not done in the Hindu temple. It's done away from it. It's done in the courtyard. This is the reason why it should be usher based on this Gemara. This is the problem.
I expect it to be.
What?
I felt like it's some English.
You cut it.
No, I'm saying the service is only inside the Beis Hamikdash.
I don't know if you need it to be in the.
Obviously,
you don't see that. You don't.
Obviously,
obviously not. Yeah, it has to be the act you're doing. I don't know if the place has to be like the Beis Hamikdash. That's an interesting point, by the way. I hear what you're saying, Dugan. It's a very interesting point. I never thought of that, but you don't see that. I think at this point, at least. But this is the source. This is what raises all the questions. It's meant to be, the hair is going to be offered, and this is where Abu Yashin comes and says no.
So you say you're only to be offered as the avodah zarah.
That's right. This is the source of the question.
He said
the wigs
were. It's asur or no, it's potter.
I'm sorry, what?
He said no, it's asur or no, it's potter. You didn't finish the
sentence. Oh, what does Abu Yashin say? He says no raya from Agamar. He says no raya. He's in his tshuva, again, I don't know, maybe we'll go into more in Shabbos because we have to do a lot of more Gemara. In his tshuva,
that's not fair. Moshe said that's really unfair.
I have an
that's unfair.
Bed.
I want to hear. Those guys made total idiots out of themselves internationally.
By the way, that my father Zichron Levracha told me this is like a chayziv in near shailas that it comes up every 15 years. Some guys pop up. Oh, it started again, and then they just crush.
The Ramesses. Total ignoramuses. Arrogance was unbelievable.
Look, Imamish, first of all, if you think about it, Avodah Zarah, 99%, I think that's the statistic, 99% of wigs have Indian hair in them. So.
No, that's not true. Excuse me. Lo nachon. It's China, it's, and it's European, all that
maybe
stuff.
Maybe now it's different.
It's a very meat. That's India.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
My wife was in the business for a while, and I'm telling
you. Okay, all right. Far be it from me. My sources are maybe faulty, I don't know. But like it's what Rabbi Yashin himself is like,
what does he do with this Rashi?
Like, what are you hacking me up? He said the guy who asked him the question in his tube, he's like, I don't know if you understand what you're asking. There's so many steerers in the way it's done. Is it an offering? Is it not an offering? Is it thrown in the garbage? Is it not? What's the point of it? I don't know if we have time. We don't have time to go into it. Let's just say the point is learning the Gemara. This is the source of the question. Is because simply, what would you say? In order for something to be served to Avodah Zarah, it has to be brought to the Avodah Zarah. The wig cutting and the haircuts and the barbers are in the courtyard of the Hindu temple. Mr. Hindu is in the palace, is in the house. He's chilling over there. And the haircuts are taking place in the chutzner. They're not in front of it. No, they don't offer the hair.
They don't offer the hair.
They take the hair. For the Hindu.
Servitude.
Simple chat, but Rashi argues in that also. But let's say it's Hindu, the Indian hair is offered to Mr. Hindu, okay? But it's not done in front of him.
What does he do with the Rashi?
What does he do with the Rashi over here? Oh, so wait. I want to just get the fundamentals. Everyone hear where it's coming from?
On simple reading, it's all opposite. It's the same.
That's what I'm saying. Does everyone get that? Before everyone runs to Paskin, I'm starting from the beginning.
It's not in the portrait. It's not done in the video.
Everyone with me? That's all I'm trying. I'm trying to learn the Gemara first. this is where it comes from. That's what I'm
you will have to discuss the halacha on Sunday. I'm sorry.
People stuck a sore point over here. But that's
because those guys made
Baruch David. Until then, make sure no one wears the shaitel.
Don't wear shaitel. Hold up on the
two. No one in the world should wear shaitel until then.
Alright, so that's the point again is this Gemara. This is where the godless of Rabbi Yashiv, he says, no raya from this Gemara. Let's come on Shabbos, so we'll do the Zoom on Shabbos. Fine. That's what he said. So, Amar Abel Bo Amar Rabbi Yashiv. And I was at Echbehem of Alas Nun, Avedis Nechav, Mishu Potter. Rabbi Bo said a name, Rabbi Yashiv. How do you know if you shech the behemoth that's a balmum, which can't be born in the Beis Hamikdash, if you do a lot of the Zohar, how do you know you're potter? You shecht it in a way where, if it would have been done, you didn't do it for Hashem, it would have qualified, but you did it for Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? It has to be like we said, ke'im pnim. A balmum is not brought, ke'im not brought for her.
And soya and meira glayim.
Good, very good. Tosis Rid, this is an older shine. Ask your question. There's a few tools, and I don't have time to go into it, but that's a good bomb kasha really have. How could a shvirus mako be any better than how could throwing soya be better than shafting a balmuk? It's like
if you do a real balmuk, that's if you're gonna bring a bag, you gotta do it.
So that's one of the tools, and the place is good.
It's a really good question.
Did I not compliment it enough?
No, Shmuel Aaron, you don't compliment.
Okay, thank you.
You hit bunker buster.
A bunker buster,
Shmuel Aaron, I was going to say that it's a crappy question, but
the last question.
The last question I'm talking about, yeah.
You have to come. Go on, Luke. He's gone. You're
being recorded.
Cut in the eyelash. That's the Ben Ayach.
Even the grandson in Shaduchim.
And your wife wears a shaitel.
If you go to the Bais Mikdash, of course it's going to be okay. You can bring it on a bummer. So what's the case of a Balmum Tan Avedu Zara that's not going to be awesome? Ella B'Makosu Aver. Talking about where it's missing a limb. How do we know that even though a guy could bring a balmum, he can't bring a mechusar aver, it's missing a limb? Manoach built a teva, he brought in the animals, and it says that those animals are going to end up being brought as perbonis, and he brought two of the behemoth tires, and it says, hachai. Why behemoth? What does this mean? Amra toira habo behemoth shechayin, havei behemoth shechayin rosh yivar and shalom. It has to be that the tips of the limbs, meaning it can't be missing any limbs, they have to be alive and well, and therefore, that's the source that even a ben noach, noach was a ben noach, right? So, Noach built a table.
He wasn't a Ben Noach. He was a Noach.
He was a Noah. Yeah.
Right, Nissen, can you tell David Goldfarb what a David Bita Matoiv that we have with Rukh Shabbaein Gemara and Erev Shabbos Nachamu?
Okay. All right. Why is it? You don't want to tell me? I appreciate it too. Hi, the Koach, hi, the boiling, what's the treifa? No, there's no source for the Chusar Eid being ushered to Ben Noyaf. Maybe it's only coming to exclude a treifa, which doesn't live. No. That already was excluded from it said, when the Pasuk said, L'chayos Zera has to propagate. What's the word?
Propagate.
It has to propagate. And therefore, it's already excluded. Therefore, the other Pasuk is now from Mechus Arabia. Hedich Laman Yom HaTrefa and Eledis. That makes sense according to the opinion that a Trefa can't propagate.
Promulgate.
Okay, that mixed up the two words. Propagate. Very good. Okay. But if a treva gives birth, you can't exclude it from the pasuk that says it has to propagate. Michael Amemer. So then you need the pasuk of Mikolacha for that. And therefore you don't have a pasuk from Mechus Reva. Has to be compared to you. So that already excluded a trade for. Because Noach was robust and healthy, simply understood. And therefore we know a trade for, and therefore the other apostle is coming to exclude again a machosere. Maybe Noach himself was a trade for. He lived for many years. Rashi says, Tomim Sidbe, no, it says that Noach was complete. Maybe it means he was complete in his ways. He was unhealthy, he was a trefa, but maybe he was a tzaddik. Gemara, tzaddik Sidbe, he already says he was a tzaddik. So then Tomim is extra. Dilma Tomim Bedrachah, but tzaddik b'maisa. Maybe he was a Tomim Bedrachah, the seal of Sharon, but he was a tzaddik b'maisa. I am a Mosheswar, what this means. Pashas means Rachav means not only mitzvahs, it means midas. So the Gemara Leimach is to Amir to Noach Lufay Trei Bahavi. You can't say that Noach was a Trei Bahavi. These Akadaitis Noach Trei Bahavi. What's it going to say? You should bring like yourself, and Noach was a Trei Bahavi. Amal Harachmada the Kabasech Ayil Shleim and Loi Tayil. So he's saying you can only bring things to animals like yourself that are not living, the treifas and nothing else. Can't be. Right? So it has to be when Noach was not a treifa. When the Torah is saying, bring animals that are like you that are not a treifa, and therefore the pasuk of Mikolach Chai is coming to exclude Mechusar Eiver. Now let's say you hold treifa any ledis though. What are we going to do with the pasuk that the Torah is saying you have to bring animals that will propagate? Extra. And for the Gemara, Hash is an Akhtamitoch, Mikol, Hash is Zer, Lomali. We need that pasuk lachizera. Imitcha have a mimotzav sub'alma. No, because without that pasuk, if you would have just said the itcha, I would not have known that the animal has to be able to give birth. I would have known that it has to be like Noach, that it can't be a treifa. Fine, but maybe animals were there to accompany him. He needed pet animals.
He also lived for many, many years after the model.
If he was zaken, if he was sris. Even an older animal which can have children or castrated animal. It has to be able to propagate.
He also lived for many years after the novice. He wasn't a treifa, and that we know.
Yeah. So look at Rashi. Rashi says our Gemara is going the treifa chayim.
And Rashi, I'm mechavim to Rashi, Baruch Hashem. All right, machat tam.
And you also were mechavim to Rabbi Dovid, if you were listening. You were too busy making your jokes, but Rabbi Dovid said the same thing.
I don't know which one I should be more excited about. I don't know which one I should be more excited about.
Here.
What makes it a traitor?
If it dies within 12 months. Oh, what makes it a traitor? The Siman HaTraitor. That's the Shia over there. Rashba says, that's also in Kun. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm Rabbi Lozor. Minayim L'Shoich HaBeim El HaMarkulis. Oh. Minayim L'Shoich HaBeim El HaMarkulis. You know, Markulis is not served with animal offerings, but let's say you slaughter an animal to a Markulis.
We just said, Bilti L'Hashem Levade. We already had it. We said anything. It's Me'im Pnim.
Oh, so it's a Beis Pnim.
Well, that this is the source.
Yeah.
Well, we had it just a minute ago, we said.
It's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's the same Gemara in Sanhedrin that you get. You're putting it all together. This is the din of Cain.
No, we had it five, seven lines ago, we had it. That's still Cain Kim.
It's
the fourth, fifth wide line.
No, but that's only where it's maybe darker B'Kach. Let's say it's not darker B'Kach. No, this is a chiddush. That's not from Bilti L'Hashem. That's only saying if it's darker B'Kach, it has to be done
four.
That's where it's darker B'Kach. Here it's even a darker B'Kach.
No, the big four has nothing to do with darker B'Kach. The big four. The big four are all.
How do you always know that? Look at the bottom Rashi. Yeah, very good. That's the Chiddush of our Gemara. Up until now, we never saw this. And this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Bilti L'Hashem Levade is not for this. No. I'm sorry, I don't have time to go into it. You could be right, but I disagree. Amar Rav Lozor. V'nayin l'shoich ha'beim ha'markus. V'chayim sh'nevo l'izbukho yizim v'chayim asirim. And maybe in the Kedarko, you know, the Sid, Echiyav, the Ogoyim, and the Lehayim, Neilinian, Shaloi, Kedarko, right? Neilinian, Shaloi, Kedarko. And this is really, again, that Sugi of Sanhedrin, of Kain Pnim, that, it's Chayib, even Shaloi, Kedarko. Correctly, Gemara, Ba'al HaHachi Uda Asa, is it coming for the halacha of this, Din of Avedo Zoro? The Hami Boy, the Chedetanya, you need it for this price, so. The halacha we know you're not allowed to shecht outside, you're not allowed to be makir v'emes outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it has to go into the Beis HaMikdash. And that pasuk is, this is a chiddush in that halacha. I'm kind of a diver who puts him shaykhdish and mashas and isra abomas, v'ekrib and mashas and isra abomas. We know there's an isra of shkutei chutz, so you actually consecrated the animal when you were not allowed to slaughter it or bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash in the time of the isra abomas. And you ended up being makir v'it at the time of the isra abomas, obviously. Then Shari Oishin Amar, we know that there's a pasuk that says there's a punishment. Shneimar, the El Pasach Ori Moed Lo Yevi Yoi B'Chulu. Right, the pasuk says Neshan Neshan Lahu Dam Shafach Min Nichlas. You know, Chayv Karus Shlutei Chutz. Oinish Shemanu. That's the Oinish for Shlutei Chutz. It's Har Minayin. How do we know there's a law? Tam Lomer Pentala Oy Lo Yisecho. Pasuk says Pentala Oy Lo Yisecho. That's Pent. That's a lot. So we have a lav for the ultimate type of shlutei chutz. You consecrated it when you were not allowed to bring it outside, and you brought it outside the Beis HaMikdash. What about a case like this? Mikan ve'eleich, after that pasuk that we just said, let's say you were mindish when you were allowed to bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Before the Mishnah, really. The time of the Heter Bamos. You're allowed to bring it outside. So the Kedusha, so to speak, did not require it to be brought in the Mishnah because there was no Issa to bring it outside. So if that's the case, maybe over there you wouldn't be Chayiv. How do you know you're Chayiv? And when you do bring it when there's an Issa Bamos, it says over there, that you should bring the carbon. What does it mean? Then the ones that were permitted at one point, those things you have to bring into the Beis HaMikdash. It's like you bring it in the field. Right? It says over there, that's the pasuk. That's the din. It's not a good carbon, even though you were makdish it when you were allowed to bring it outside, not a good carbon. It's as if you brought it in the middle of the field without any kedusha, without any carbon status to it. Then it says you actually have to bring it That's a mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah loisaseh. This is the point of the whole Gemara. Mitzvah loisaseh minayim. How do you know it's allowed? It says, Talmud Leibar, but Yisrucho Eid is in Chayim. It says, you shall not shech your karbonas. Okay? So the lav for something that shlutei chutz, bizman isur bomis, that was consecrated, b'shas heter bomis, is from this pasuk of lo yizbuchu oid. We're going to finish the chesmen here, we're going to answer the question. Yochi yonish karis, you might think that's a chia karis. Tamalam achuka soilom tiyesoi slohem. It says this should be for them. Zoi slohem lo acheris slohem. You should only have a lav, and there's going to be no karis for, again, the animal that was Kuktash b'shas heter bomis, and your makar b'shas isur bomis. But at the end of the day, the possible yizbuchu oid is needed for this halacha, but not for, you can't use it for the case of doing shchita for a makriyus. So where do you know that? Amarav akari be'lo yizbuchu v'kari be'lo yoyim. You split this into two lines. It says lo yizbuchu, and then it says lo yizbuchu oid. Lo yizbuchu is one for the din of makulis, and lo yoyim is referring to the din of shchute. We quoted this before. If you find on top of the Avodah Zarah money, clothing, or kelim, it's mutter. Then it's usher again because it's going to be takruvas Avodah Zarah. How do you know it? Pasuk Echoroimer, one pasuk says, Vatilu Eshikutzehem, the Eis Giluehem. Right, you'll see their actual Avodah Zarah. And then it says, Eitz Vaheven Kesem Vizav Asher Himayim. Says the things that are also accompanying the wood, the stone, the silver, the gold. Pasuk Echoroimer, and that pasuk is mashma even in the vicinity. Then the other pasuk says, Lysachmoid Kesem Vizav Alein. It says, you shall not covet that which is on it, but then it only says silver and gold. Hakeitzah. So how do you reconcile them? Imayim dum yada'alein. We're making a comparison. That which is with it has to be like that which is on it. Mahaleim dover shalmai osur, she'enei shal mutur, she'enei shal mutur. In the pasuk of aleim, it's talking about silver and gold, which are ornamental. It makes sense. Af imayim, so too, when it's in the vicinity, so too, when it says imahem, it also has to be something that is shell, has to be shalnoi. So in other words, even if it's stone and wood, right, over there, it has to be, also ornamental, right? Excuse me. So it can't just be in the vicinity. It has to be something that's ornamental. And that's the source for this halacha. That ornamental things with the Avodah Zarah are Asur. Back to Gemara. And if it's not ornamental, then it's not, then it's going to be one. Ve'im aleim dumi d'imayim. Maybe you should say aleim dumi d'imayim, go the other way around. Ma imayim komash imayim. Maybe anything in the vicinity, anything next to it. It's not beautifying it, it isn't beautifying it. Prophet of imayim says wood, stone, silver, gold, anything within the vicinity of the Avodah Zarah is going to be asur. And it doesn't have to be something that necessarily beautifies it. How do you know that it has to be something that beautifies it? And again, this is the source for the Mishnah, where you find clothing or money and kelim on the Avodah Zarah, even though it's actually on it, it doesn't beautify it, and therefore it's not going to be mutter b'anan. Or stone and wood that beautifies it. To be done in a way that beautifies. Yeah. So after in M.K. is where it says Liam Arlene. So what do you need the whole pasuk for the Liam? Son. Anything that's with it beautifies it. Now she says here again, you wouldn't need it. Yeah, son. If it's with it, then if it's not ornamental, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Right? Because if it's not needed to beautify it, if it's in the vicinity, if it's any material, that would make it forbidden. So you wouldn't need that whole pasuk. Back to Gemara in our Mishnah now. Mois, davar shel naivu. Putting money on Avodah Zarah beautifies it. It's covered in dollar bills. Amid Meravyane, bekis kasha v'tolei v'tzabari. No, you don't see the actual gold and silver of the money. Yeah. There's a wallet hanging. It has a wallet necklace. Apparently that doesn't beautify it.
Money gold.
The money gold. Yeah. Ksus, let's say it's covered in clothing, Davishal Maihu beautifies it, covers it. It's like a treadmill. Like a treadmill. You hang your clothing on it. It's convenient. You folded, you took your Shabbos suit, and you folded it on top of the head of the Avodah Zarah. That doesn't make it look beautiful.
But if it was wearing it.
If it was wearing it, or wrapped in it, or it covered it, and it, you put your jacket on
it.
Then it's going to be something that beautifies it. Kli, frankly, Gemara, Kli, Dover, Shul, Nayu. What about a Kli? You put a vessel on it, a nice vessel. Amar Papa, the simple Mashtuta Areshe. No. You took a pitcher or a vessel and then you turned it on. You didn't put your Kiddush cup on it. You put your aluminum foil pans and turned it upside down and put it on the head.
No.
You took your salad bowl and you put it on the head of the getchka, then that's again not something that beautifies it. On Rav Asi Bar Chiya, he also qualifies this one. Kol shehu lefnim and akilkulin afiyu mayim u'melech asur. Anything, of course, the Avodah Zarah needed some privacy, so it had curtains around it, and you put the stuff in that, within the curtains, everything is going to be asur, even something that doesn't beautify it, like water and salt. And Rashi says, because those are brought to it, and Rashi says, look at Rashi, since it's Ke'en Pnim, it's brought, like, you bring it, and it's Ke'en Pnim. Those things, water and salt, are
water and salt are
bad. That's why it's also Takubis. Takubis. However, let's say those things are chutz l'kalkulin, outside the curtains, then it depends. Davar shel noy, something that beautifies it, then it's asur. Something that beautifies it, like something that makes it nice, but not water or salt. Because that's not called takruvus. You're not bringing it if it's not in the vicinity, if not within the curtains. Again, you see over here a similar thing as you said before. Sheine shel noy mutter. But let's say it's something that's not making it beautiful, then it's going to be Motor. I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Naktina, we know, ain't kalkulin, loyal pa'ar, loyal makulis. When it comes to those Avodah Zarah, which the servitude of it is, the worshiping of it is very flexible, demeaning, you don't really have any bal pa'ar, and makulis as well, you throw a stone. In that case, it doesn't matter if they're curtains. Everything is to consider takulis. Everything. It doesn't have to have, anything goes. If you're going to say that, what it means is no kalkulin, meaning the other way around, that it's, even whatever's within the vicinity is going to be like it's outside, and it's like it wasn't brought, and it's mutter, then I said, what do you mean? If you do this, the meaning kind of servitude, so anything else, of course, you're going to bring. You're not going to bring water and salt, so everything should be considered takruvus if it's for sure b'fnim. Even if it's on the outside, it's like it's on the inside, because anything goes. If anything goes, it doesn't have to be something that's actually within the curtains. The level of serving these Avodah Zarah is a very low barometer. So it doesn't have to be like in the curtains. It could be even outside the curtains. And therefore, that's why even when it comes to Baal Pa'ar, Makulis, even if it's done not right, again, you don't see over here that the Chatzar works. That's still, again, like back to my question, the Chatzar might not be enough, but it doesn't have to be actually within the curtains. Mishnah. Avodah Shechavim Shehoyu Lagino Imerchatz Nena Mehen Shelo Toivof. And Avodah Shechavim has a garden in front of it, or there's a wash area, a washing bathhouse in front of it, then halacha is then eventually, but tell you a lot of benefit without giving, the way Rashi learns, giving paying money for it, a fee. They then mehem betoyb, but you're not allowed to be nana from it when you do give a fee. But let's say this area was jointly owned by a person that's not an Avodah Zarah and someone that isn't an Avodah Zarah. So then, in the hand, you can't benefit even with a fee. We've mentioned this before. For an avodah zara of a goy, we see a Jew is different. For an avodah zara of a goy, for it to become an avodah zara that's asur, even when you designate it as an avodah zara, before you actually serve it, the halacha is that it becomes an avodah zara and it's asur. But a Yisrael has to actually be served. A Yisrael that owns an avodah zara, he designates it for an avodah zara. It's not enough. It actually has to be served for it to become asur bahana. Amar Rabbi. B'toivah's kumin. What does it mean that you can't be nene from a dina or a mechatz in front of Avodah Zarah with toivah? Who are you giving the fee to? B'toivah's kumin. You're giving it to the actual priest. Shalei b'toivah means doesn't necessarily you don't have to pay a fee. You're just not giving it to the priest. What does it mean? Shalei b'toivah's kumin. Lafuke toivah's oivdeho adeshar. But let's say you have the worshippers hanging out over there. The ones that aren't the priests, the ones that the big kahunas, literally. The ones, the big kahunas over there, you don't give them the money, you're giving it to the people that are working it or serving it over there, you can give them money. That you can pay the fee to.
You give a tip to the worshiper.
Give a tip. Non-taxable. No taxes. Some say this halacha when it comes to the other things, which means you're going to be more machmir. Let's say there's a shutvis, a partnership that owns this. These are allowed to benefit with a fee and not with a, without a fee. I'm Rabbi. Over there means you're allowed to do it even, you're allowed to nene b'toivas acherim, you're allowed to give other people. Shalei b'toivah means you're now allowed to do, you're now allowed to give it to the priests. If you're going to say that that's the case, that you're allowed, that this difference in the seifa, kol shekain, ha-reisha, it's going to be certainly true in the reisha that you can't give it to the priests. Of course. If it's on b'shutvis, you can't give it to the priests. Right? But so certainly in the reisha, you can't give it to the priests because they're its own singularly by the zor. Mad masni ha-reisha. So the one, this ruling on the Reisha, where you can't give it to the priests, but on the Sefer, maybe you can give it to the priests, because it's owned as a partnership.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.